This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This morning, we continue our reporting on the nation's deadliest mass shooting in modern history. A gunman at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, killed 51 people Sunday and injured at least as many more. According to law enforcement, 29-year-old Omar Mateen had both a handgun and a rifle known as an AR-15. It's a gun that has now been used in several mass shootings. Marketplace's Annie Baxter joins me with details. Annie, talk a little bit about the background of this style of weapon.
Well, the AR and AR-15 stands for Armalite Rifle, after the company that developed it in the 50s, originally for military use. Later, a civilian variant was designed. The AR-15 is capable of firing many rounds of ammunition in a short time, but most versions are semi-automatic, so you have to pull the trigger each time. It's the most popular style of rifle in the country. The AR-15 is used for a lot of different types of hunting, as well as for target shooting, and there are several manufacturers, including Aero Precision, Colt and Bravo Company.
And we've heard the name of this gun style many times in the past.
Yes, it's been used in several mass shootings, among them the attack last December in San Bernardino, California, which left 14 people dead. And an AR-15 rifle was used in the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut, where 20 first graders and six staffers were killed in December 2012.
And the AR-15 is also a flashpoint in the gun control debate.
Yes, it gets called an assault weapon, which gun rights advocates say is a politicized word. There's a lot of debate about what that phrase means, but generally people are talking about semi-automatic firearms with a large magazine. Some states restrict AR-15s, but in Florida, you can purchase them legally. Now, families of kids at Sandy Hook did file a lawsuit against Remington, one of the makers of the AR-15, saying the weapon shouldn't be sold to civilians. But gun makers do have pretty wide protections from civil lawsuits tied to misuse of their products. That suit goes to trial in a couple years.
Marketplace's Annie Baxter, thank you so much.
You're welcome.